I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A militant group has attacked Chinese infrastructure projects in the Balochistan province of Pakistan. Fighting between the Baloch Liberation Army and Pakistani military lasted 70 hours. Nehemiah with FMI talks about the BLA.
This terrorist organization, they have nothing to do with Islamic ideology. They are Muslim terrorists, but they're more into, they have their own land. They want to separate from Pakistan. And they want to make Islamic law in this region, in their new land.
These attacks are the largest the BLA has carried out in years. Nehemiah says it's become difficult to travel in the region. The BLA has attacked churches as well as other minorities like Shia Muslim and Hindu groups. Please ask God to protect FMI partners working in the region and pray many people in Balochistan will embrace Jesus. Jordan will begin exporting electricity to Lebanon this month. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says an ongoing energy crisis becomes unbearable during winter months. Millions of refugees and the poorest of the poor Lebanese are living in makeshift shelters.
It's really hard. The snow is piling up. The roof of the tent is made of cardboard. How much snow can it hold? After a while, the roof collapses. People had all their clothes, mattresses, blankets, everything is wet.
Triumphant Mercy provides tarps and extra blankets, as well as fuel for cooking or to heat the home. Aid deliveries lead to conversations about Christ's love and the gospel message.
We're just telling them, God has not forgotten you. He is near you, and He loves you.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.